Hello, Honor. Welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you're enjoying the blessings of God. And now, right now, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you just touch hearts right now, and that, God, you just strengthen the people. And, God, let this message be an encouragement to them. And I pray you touch your word today as it comes forth. And I pray if they're not born again, you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And the only way into you, God the Father, is through your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Let them know they must be born again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Many years ago, my grandpa, he was passing away, and had a long time illness, and the family was there, and all our mom's brothers and sisters were there, and one of them looked at Grandpa and said, can I do anything for you? And my grandfather looked back at him and said, no, what I got to do, can't nobody do it but me. He knew he was getting ready to go home to be with Jesus, and when it come dying time, couldn't nobody help him on that. That's a journey you're going to have to take yourself. Today I want to you think about when it comes time for you to leave this world, and we all going to, if we live long enough, time tarries, we all want to go that way. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet your Savior? I think about in Psalms 23, verse 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even though we might go through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear evil if you're in Christ. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When you breathe your last breath here on earth, you'll wake up in glory in the arms of Jesus if you're born again, if you made Jesus Christ your Savior. My grandfather knew that. He lived his life, a Christian life, and he proclaimed the Word of God, and he stood for what was right. And when it came dying time, God gave him dying grace. You don't need dying grace until it comes dying time. God gave him grace. And when my grandmother that was standing with him, when he passed away, she said when he passed away, he just slumbered down in the bed, and a childlike smile came across his face, and he passed from death unto life. What a sweet crossing that was, and God gave him a sweet crossing. God can give you, and God can give me a sweet crossing. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear the time that we're facing death. Because the Lord said, even though we'd walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we didn't have to fear evil because he's with us. God doesn't take his children to the bus stop and drop them off. He carries them all away. The Word says that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't you hate to call somebody to do a job and they halfway do it and they walk off where it's done? But the Bible says this, that the Lord is the author and the finisher of our faith. Whatever he starts, he finishes. And God will carry us through all the way safely to the other side. There's an old hymn that I love. It says, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. And when the billows of sorrow and trouble may sweep, Christ the Savior will care for his own. And he will. He'll come and he'll help us over to the other side. Today, I pray that you can't really live your full life until you're really ready to meet Jesus. You can't live a full life and a prosperous life until you know where you're going to spend eternity. Today, I pray that you'll ask yourself that question, where will I spend eternity? Where will I spend eternity? Know today beyond a shadow of a doubt that when death comes knocking at your door, that you'll be ready to meet Jesus. When my mother was passing away, I would go in her room and she would be reaching her arms up in the air and pulling. I said, Ma, what you doing? She said, the angels are coming after me. And I knew then it was just a matter of time that the Lord had sent his holy angels and was going to escort her into the presence of Jesus. What a way to go. And the thing about it is, when our loved ones pass away and they're born again, we will see them again. We'll live together throughout eternity. There's a song that we sing a lot, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? I pray that your circle will not be unbroken, that we all can meet together in heaven and stay together throughout eternity. Make Jesus your Savior. Today is the day of salvation. Don't neglect the greatest gift ever given, and that's salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord.